The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." And then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. My friend David shared a story about his family that I wanted to share with you today. He wrote, "In the summer of 1906, my great-grandfather, a pastor and professor of theology at Wartburg Seminary, ventured east to look for a summer cottage. The cottage he bought on Otsego Lake in Cooperstown, New York, has been in our family ever since and has served as a wonderful retreat for several generations of pastors and their families who otherwise would have had a hard time affording a summer getaway. The last name of my great-grandfather and the majority of my aunts and uncles and cousins descended from him is Gottwald, G-O-T-W-A-L-D. And as a kid, I would go by that name rather than my own while at Cooperstown. Why? Because identifying as a Gottwald made me instantly recognizable to other residents and merchants who knew my extended family. Gottwald meant that I belonged to a family. It meant I, or at least my family, was known. It meant that I mattered. Indeed, just two summers ago, when I was explaining to a local official why I shouldn't have to pay the non-resident fee to receive parking tags for a local boat launch, all his objections faded when I said that I was a Gottwald. I find this story marvelous because it reinforces the power of names. No, Gottwald wasn't Roosevelt or Kennedy or Bush, but along the northern shores of Otsego, it is still recognized, and so it means something. The biblical story about Jesus' baptism reminds us that, like Jesus, in baptism, we are also given a name that matters. Beloved. Interestingly, there has been debate about the significance of this passage and those like it in the other Gospels since their incorporation into the New Testament. And some feel that because Jesus was sinless, he didn't need to be baptized, as they understood baptism primarily as the washing away of original sin, and so have found this story somewhat confusing. Others, on the other hand, are troubled by Jesus submitting to John to be baptized. And indeed, it does appear that John had the same trouble questioning Jesus' actions. Despite these questions and objections, I think this passage is both important to us and timely because it helps us recover and reclaim baptism as a dynamic, present tense activity rather than being seen as a quaint ritual or ceremony. Yes, baptism washes away sin, and moreover, holy baptism promises ongoing forgiveness of sin and relationship with God. And this is both important and central to our understanding, but baptism also provides something more. A name. Beloved. And with that name, an identity. Child of God. One to whom God is unfailingly committed. And that name and identity has never been more important. In baptism, as part of the baptism service, we anoint the child with oil. And I always say that that oil is super glue. God never turns away from us. Oh, we might try to turn away from God, but God never turns away from us. That's important. We are at a time and place in our society when so many would like to identify and define us by many, many names. Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, American, foreign, gay, straight, rich, poor, black, white, and the list goes on and on. And additionally, we have also and increasingly been named and identified by the products we use or the stores at which we shop. If you happen to click on to an ad on Facebook or on your computer, all of a sudden you start getting ads from that particular vendor. Nike, Apple, BMW, Tiffany, Hallmark. These are not just company names, but they lend a kind of particular sense of self. And increasingly, the brand labels on our shirts and shoes and cars and computers convey a great deal of our identity. As one article, on branding puts it, for people who aren't deeply religious, visible markers of commercial brands are a form of self-expression and a token of self-worth, just like symbolic expressions of one's faith. Which is why it's important for all of us to remember, and why I think this day that comes just once a year, why this day is so important. Because it helps us to remember our primary identity. And that is as a child of God. And in baptism, God named us and called us God's beloved child. And continues to name us as beloved. It's not that all those other names that we know ourselves by are worthless. Some of them are quite important to us. Rather, it's that while all these other names and affiliations and identifications may describe us, they dare not define us. As the only name we received in holy baptism that grants us the life we enjoy in Christ is child of God, beloved child of God. Names are powerful. We all know that. And in the next verse, after our reading, Matthew records that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested. And this happens only after he has been baptized and named. And similarly, when we remember that we are God's beloved children, we are far more able to flourish among the world, among the swirl of names, identities, and values that compete for our attention and allegiance. In short, baptism matters because it tells us who we are by reminding us whose we are, God's beloved child. I began my sermon with my friend's story about his name, and we each also have stories about our names that I think would be fun to share with one another at some times. Perhaps your story is similar to the one that I started with. Perhaps it's not. Maybe it's very, very different. But I'm sure it makes a difference and is important to each one of you. But the most important thing for each one of us to remember is that we are one of God's beloved children. We are beloved. Names are powerful. They convey identity and purpose and authority and more. But we have been given an awesome family name. You and I are God's beloved children. And each time we wash, each time we are near water, each time we make the sign of the cross, we remember that name and are renewed in faith, hope, and courage. Amen.